All right. Everything that is important to God, this world is trying to sabotage. The name of Jesus, God's name, they blaspheme God's name. By blaspheming God's name, they make it a common thing that has got no power. That's what the world, you look at the movie, they blaspheme the name of Jesus and they blaspheme the name of God. They don't accept the Holy Spirit. They say, yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, but they don't practice it. I've got news for them. Even the devil believes in the Holy Spirit, and he trembles, and it doesn't help him at all. So believing in the Holy Spirit doesn't help. You have to operate in the Holy Spirit. Creation is another of those examples, and that's why I'm trying to bring creation across, because the world is throwing at us evolution. And if you believe in evolution, then you're denying the name of God. Because God says, Isaiah 44, verse 24, thus say the Lord, your Redeemer, and He who formed you from the womb, I am the Lord who makes all things, who stretches out the heavens all alone. He makes it alone. There's no evolution involved in the creation. Who spread abroad the earth by myself. God is the creator of this heaven and earth. Isaiah 45, verse 18. Thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Acts, Old Testament, New Testament. Acts 17, verse 24. God who made the world and everything in it, since He is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made by hands. So we clearly see that God says it Himself. It's a name that He gives Himself, Creator of heaven and earth. And we need to acknowledge that God created the heavens and the earth. And earth is not here by evolution. Matthew 10, verse 32 and 33 gives us a warning. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. So if you deny God as the creator of heaven and earth, maybe God will deny you before the Father. Amen. All right. So it is important for us to understand that God is the creator of heaven and earth. How He created it is not that important. Some truths in the Bible has got eternal value. Other truths don't have. How the earth was created is not all that important. Because if you believe in the earth being created in 6 days, or you believe that the earth was created in 6,000 days, 6,000 years, because the Bible clearly tells us a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day for the Lord. It's not important. The only thing that is important is that God is the creator of heaven and earth. Amen. It's as Adam and Eve in the garden, where Adam and Eve had children before the fall, after the fall. Who did the children marry? It's not all that important. It's not going to affect your salvation. All right. What is going to affect your salvation is that Adam, the first Adam, sin came into this world. And we all fell because of first Adam. Second Adam, Jesus Christ, life came into the earth. That is important. So whether you agree with my theory tonight, whether I've got it wrong tonight, it's not all that important. But I'm trying to bring something across. Because we as a church are ridiculed in what we believe outside. And we need to have an answer for the world. So what does evolution say? Evolution says there was a swamp on this earth with all elements and the right temperature and the right humidity and a lightning bolt hit the swamp. And in this lightning bolt, life was created. That is what evolution tells us. So the clever guys spent millions and millions of dollars, and they created a laboratory. All right, thank you. And they got all the elements in a vacuum there, and the right temperature, and everything correct, and they hit it with lightning strikes, with electrical strikes, a million times. Eventually, they got amino acids, and they jumped this high. They say, yes, we've proved it, because amino acids is the building blocks for life. Life starts with amino acids. And they looked at the amino acids and they said, oh, sorry, it's not the same ones that is in life. It's a different kind of amino acids. So even the scientist cannot prove that there are, that evolution is the creator of this heaven and earth. Yes, it sounds correct. They say, yes, you just need to look at the fossils. And from the fossils, you can see that amino acids was created. Amino acid, one life plankton, was created in the sea. From plankton, crustaceans came. From crustaceans, fish came. From fish, they start to walk out of the water. And they got slithered out on their bellies. Then they got tired of slithering around, so they grew legs. And from legs, they grew wings. And we as humans, we derived from apes, and that's what we are now today. Amen. Nonsense. There is no proof. It's a theory. It's a theory. Only a theory. Hitler said, if you tell a lie with enough conviction and persuasion, people will believe the lie. And that's exactly what's happening. In our schools, they're telling our children lies. There is no such thing as evolution. It's a theory. There is no proof. They will tell you there's proof. There is no proof. They will tell you, you just need to look at the fossils. There is not a fossil on this planet where you see the animal with quarter wings, with half wings, with three-quarter wings, with fully grown wings. It does not exist. It's a theory. It's a lie. It is a lie to take away the glory from God. That's it. All right. So we, as a church, we need to have an answer. And we need to explain creation. And I'm going to base my teaching or lesson or whatever you can call it on two scriptures. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of scripture that can help me. So I'm going to use two scriptures mainly. First scripture, of course, is Genesis 1 verse 1. I'm going to read the whole Genesis 1 verse 1 and 2 verse 1. All right. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was in the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God divided the light from darkness. So God called the light day and the darkness night, so the evening and the morning and the first day. Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it be divided, the water from water. Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the water which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and so it was the morning and the evening of the second day. Then God said, let the waters under the earth be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called sea, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herbs that yield seed, and fruit trees that yield fruit according to its own kind, and seed in itself on the earth. So it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herbs and yield seed according to its kind, and the trees that yield fruit, whose seeds is in itself according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning of the third day, then God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide day from night, and let them be a sign for the seasons and for the days and the years, and let there be a light in the firmament of the heaven to give light on the earth. So it was so. Then God made two great lights. The greater light rules by day, and the lesser light rules by night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heaven and to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning was the fourth day. Then God said, let the waters abound with the abundance of living creature, and let the birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heaven. So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves with which the waters abound according to the kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the sea, and the birds multiply on the earth. So it was the evening and the morning of the fifth day. Then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures according to its kind, cattle, creeping things, beasts of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, every creeping thing on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in its own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed to you, it shall be food for you. So also every beast on the earth, every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. Then God saw that everything he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and morning were the sixth day. Chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he has done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his works which he has done. All right. So we see in Genesis 1 the creation of the earth. If you look at the genealogy, thank you. From the fall of Adam up to now, it's 6,000 years. But if you look at the world, and we can clearly see there's evidence, fossils, and everything, that the earth is not 6,000 years old. It's much older. It's billions of years old. And that is one of the greatest stumbling blocks between the church and the world out there. Because the world says, how can you believe that? Look at the evidence. And we say, but the Bible tells us it's 6,000 years old. So we need to explain this. And to explain that, we need some radical thinking. Amen. So first of all, the evidence is clearly for us there. Dinosaurs, we dig them up. They existed. We cannot wish them away. It's there. Fuel, the fuel that you put in your car to come to this church tonight, where does it come from? Fossil fuel. What does it mean? Oil comes from sea creatures, crustaceans. So there must be a time period in the past that the earth was abundant with sea life and it got compressed and it created oil. Hundreds of meters thick, the sea life. If you look at the coal that you burn in your stove, where does it come from? Forests. So there must have been a period on this earth where everything was perfect, where there was enough oxygen, where the temperature was exactly correct for everything to flourish, where the dinosaurs walked around, because we can't wish them away. If you look at the continents, Pangaea was the main continent. Africa, South America, India, everything fit together. And it was one continent. It was called Pangaea. One continent. And the continent started to drift apart. It is still drifting. The biggest fault line is from Iceland. Iceland is called the land of fire and ice because it's got volcanoes. Underneath the sea, there's a row of volcanoes, and it's spewing out volcanic, and that causes the continents to drift apart. And that's what's causing pressure on the San Andreas Fault on the east coast of America. And that fault gets compressed, and that's why there's such huge earthquakes. All right. Pangaea was the main, the one continent, and it consists of the ocean. And the ocean is Pantalassa, surrounding this one continent. And the name came from the Greek, which means all the earth. So Pangaea means all the earth. And it's a scientific fact that you look at South Africa, you look at South America, exactly the same geological stones and breaks and faults exist on both the ends of the continent. So you can look at it. But it doesn't fit in with the Bible. So we need to explain creation that is acceptable to the believer as well as the geological evidence that's out there. We cannot wish away the dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are millions of years old. But according to the Bible, it's only 6,000 years old. So we need to go and look, have a look at another scripture, the second scripture that I based my teaching on. 2 Peter 3, verse 2 to 8. Surely read this scripture 2 weeks ago, a week ago. That you may be mindful of the word which was spoken before the holy prophets. We need to think mindful of the word which was spoken to us by the prophets and the apostles and the Lord our Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts and saying, where is the promises of his coming? Scoffers are walking out in the world according to their own lusts. And they say, the earth was created by evolution. I'm just turning it a little bit around. Scoffers are there. Amen. For this they willfully forget. Aspris, forget. What is aspris in English? Purposefully forget. That by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. So we see here that there was an earth of old, was perished. flooded by water, but the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word and reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that the Lord, for the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. And then there's a scripture that in Revelation that says, the new Jerusalem, the new earth will come. So those are the three cosmic phases of this earth. Old earth that perished by water, the earth that we've got now, which will be destroyed by fire, and the new heavens and new earth. All right. So, we need to understand that the earth of old was not the earth before Noah. In the days of Noah, nothing was destroyed. Everything was preserved through the ark of Noah. God had to make nothing new. Everything was kept as when the fire comes and destroys this earth. Surely touched on it. We will be kept like Daniel, Cedric, and all right, thank you. We will be kept, but the old earth was destroyed. Now we need to go and find out, where does it fit in? Where does it fit in? Go back to Genesis. Genesis 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Our God is a perfect God. Whatever He creates is perfect. I've got scriptures for you. Deuteronomy 32 verse 4. He is the rock. His works is perfect. His works are perfect. For all His ways are just. A God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is He. Psalm 18 verse 30. As for God, His ways is perfect. The word of God is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in Him. Our God is a perfect God. If He creates something, it is perfect. But something made God cross. Something upset Him. He made this earth perfect. We don't know. There's no indication. Millions of years went past. Something made God cross. We look at creation out there. The earth is turned upside down. Whatever made Him cross caused chaos on this earth, because you don't find oil on the surface of this earth. You have to drill thousands of meters. That which is thousands of meters at the bottom was one day on top. The coal mines, some of them are not that deep, others are deep. So what was on top is turned upside down, is at the bottom. If you look at the Everest, highest mountain. They say that mountain, Himalayas, was created when India was forced into that continent and it pushed up all those mountains. So the creation was violent. Something violent happened to this earth. It was destroyed. And it was flooded. You can go to the highest mountain peak. You will find fossils of sea creatures there. You can go to Sahara Desert. Is that correct? Sahara Desert. You will find fossils there. Sea creatures. You can go into the Karoo. You will find fossils of sea creatures there. The earth was flooded. It was flooded. Darkness was on the face of this earth. And God comes back to this earth. Genesis 1 verse 2. God created the earth. Genesis 1 verse 1. Perfect. Comes back to this earth. Genesis 1 verse 2. And he comes back to an imperfect world. Flooded. Darkness. No land. Nothing. Because something happened to this earth. What happened to this earth? We do not know. We don't know. There's speculations. There's people that think they know. There's no biblical evidence. The only thing that I think that can show us, and it's a speculation, it's a theory, it's not proven, it's not scriptural, and that is the fall of Lucifer, where Lucifer sinned and God cast him out. You want me to read it? Isaiah 14, verse 12 to 15. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. This is the five I wills. This is the sin that Lucifer said in his heart. Didn't even speak it out. It's Lucifer's sin. Lucifer, meaning bright and shining. No longer has that name. It's now called Satan. All right. How you are fallen from heaven, Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. First sin. I will exalt my throne above the stars. Second sin. So we see here, he had some nations. He had a place where there were stars above him. I will sit on the mount of congregation on the farther side of the north. He had mountains where he sat. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, so there was clouds where Lucifer was. I will be like the Most High God. And that was the final I will. And God says, because you want to be like me, I will cast you down in the lowest pits of hell, and that's where you belong. Hell, Sheol, Gehenna, was created for Satan, not for man. We go there willingly, if we go there. Amen. So whether I got it wrong tonight, doesn't matter. I've just given you another aspect on creation. So it can line up with the evidence out there. Main point I want to bring across tonight is, the point that matters, God is the creator of heaven and earth, and not evolution as it is forced down our throats by the world out there. Every second word that you hear on television, if you speak to scientists, evolution, evolution, evolution. There's no facts. It's a theory and only a theory. Amen.